Well, with about 4.5 million Conservation Reserve Program acres set to expire on September 30th of this year, a general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program will begin on Monday, August 2nd, and will continue through August 27th.
It has been 4 years since we last offered landowners and producers a chance to participate in a general sign-up enrollment into CRP.
That's Farm Service Agency Administrator Jonathan Coppas, who says CRP is a voluntary program that assists farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural producers to use their environmentally sensitive land for conservation benefits.
We continue to emphasize our search for environmentally sensitive land to be used for conservation benefits. We expect producers enrolling in this general sign-up to be prepared to plant long-term, resource-conserving covers such as grasses and forbs. In exchange, FSA will provide rental payments, cost share, and technical assistance on behalf of the Commodity Credit Corporation.
And Compass emphasizes that it is important to remind producers that the sign-up is a competitive process.
We are looking for the most environmentally sensitive land because this is how we hope to generate the best conservation benefits and get the most benefits for the dollars we're putting into the program.
Coppas also reminds producers that CRP is generally a 10-year commitment.
In some cases, land devoted to certain practices, such as wildlife corridors, where there is rare or declining habitat, may be in effect for up to 15 years. But that is as selected by the participant. In either case, the CRP contract will begin on October 1st, 2010, and run through September 30th, of the ending year, in most cases 2020.
The Farm Service Agency will evaluate and rank eligible CRP offers using an environmental benefits index, which consists of five general environmental factors:
wildlife habitat, water quality, reduced erosion, enduring benefits such as protecting the natural beauty of the land, and air quality.
For more information regarding the CRP sign-up, producers should contact their local FSA office.
Or they can visit our website at www.fsa.usda.gov. and search under conservation programs.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.